Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? You guys already know what's going on, man. It's Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fan and Three Letterman. Fellas, what's good?
What's good, what's good? Fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out the whole Angry Fan movement.
It's your boy, Three Letterman, a.k.a. DRE, a.k.a. Thank the Lord, J Electronica is tweeting. Holla at your boy. What's poppin'?
Yeah, I saw that too, Dre.
Right.
I saw that too. Yo, we got battles to talk about. We had three battles drop recently. We had Queen of the Ring, UFF battle, and we had Rum Nitty versus Cali Smooth. We're gonna start it out with this Queen of the Ring battle. We had Cedar Ball versus Diesel.
Early, we had two Queen of the Ring battles drop. For that battle right there, I gave it to C right there on that one right there. But I think Diesel was dope too, though. I don't think she was trash and shit. She threw me up with that bandana. Easy battles with the shit. What you think, Dre? Go ahead, man.
Which battle are you talking about first? You talking about the sparring session?
No, the other one, the ring battle. The C and Diesel?
The one from I got C from Brooklyn winning that 3-zip.
3-zip?
Yeah.
Was it the second round I got to see again on that one? It was either 2-1 or 3-zip, but I think that Diesel went off. I think the second round Diesel had went off.
Mm-hmm.
Was her best round, because she was, towards the end of the first, she started choking up.
Yeah, she started fucking up, stumbling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that really fucked the round up. Before that, she was all right. But she said she had a bad. It wasn't a bad battle. I like that shit, yo.
It was all right.
Man, that shit was high, nigga. I think C was dope. Fuck that shit. What do you think?
I gave it to C, man. I thought C did.
Oh, we ain't done. C we ain't done three. Me and you better go back and forth on this. What you say?
I ain't feeling that shit.
What you say,
Timbo? I had C winning that battle, man. I mean, Diesel stumbled a couple times in that first, man. You know what I mean? And I mean,
so
C.
Bar-wise,
that,
she had bars, though.
She had bars, but. I don't know.
Is she really?
As consistent for me.
Yeah, she really did. Three?
You hear three?
What do you say, three?
You hear Dre talking.
Thought the battle
was...
What's
up, man? Talk to me. What's up, nigga?
I thought it was a C-minus D battle.
A C-minus?
Yes,
nah. Hell no.
I watched it twice. It didn't really move me. Homegirl from Brooklyn got flow. And she got delivery. I do like that. The bars was like, I don't know. It was all right. You know what I'm saying? It was just all right to me.
Bars?
It was straight. She had lines in there. I don't think she was, wow, like, oh, shit. It was just like, word, no doubt. You know, it's like two basketball players just got in the NBA and shit. You know what I mean? Two rookies.
I think that was a dual battle right there, my team.
All right.
What about the second battle?
We had Nina versus Taylor J.
What you got on that one?
I didn't watch that. I'm going to keep it funky.
Oh, shit. What were you asking?
I didn't get to watch that shit.
I did not watch that one.
It was crazy.
I'm not even going to lie.
I ain't watch that shit. I ain't even going to
watch that. That one was crazy, too, because one of them was from New Orleans official people. She rap Flatline and shit. Yo, I'm telling you, B, mm-hmm. I think that when these people, when they be scheming so fucking much, mm-hmm. it's easier for them to get caught up, because she got caught up also. And she was scheming and doing all kinds. Like, her style is unorthodox. Y'all got to watch that shit.
Yeah, I'm deep after the show.
I think she's all right in my opinion. She can work on her flow a little bit more in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But even she was saying some shit that was all right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna watch that one right after the show. We got next battle. We had the UFF, which was J-Rel versus KG the Poet. Uh oh.
Yeah, I want me to go first.
Okay. Yeah, man. Go, come on, bro.
Yo. I'm going to keep it funky. Round one, clearly, J-Rel won that shit. Round two was debatable to me, but I kind of edged it to fucking J-Rel again. Round three, clearly, KG the Poet went to the fucking moon on the third round. The third round of KG the Poet was the best round of the whole battle. All in all, I still gave it to J-Rel 2-1. That's just me.
Yo, I watched that shit twice. Well, first watch, I had J-Rel win the first two rounds. The second round looked more debatable. But I still, man, you know what it is about J-Rel? J-Rel was better all around, I think. He even broke down how his nigga KG the Poet rapping, all that shit. Like, freestyle, he's rebuttaling, all that jokes. He's a combination. This nigga could be one of the best PGs right now. I think niggas don't think. He just be stuttering sometimes and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I had J-Row 2-1. I had J-Row 2-1, first and second.
What rounds?
First and second round. You can't give Jay that third, by the way.
Nah, hell no. Hell no.
Second round is debatable, too, though. It wasn't like a clear.
No, it's not clear. It's not clear.
Come on, third round.
I can't get mad if a nigga say KG 1-2-1 also. It comes down to the second round, in my opinion.
Yeah,
the second round's debatable. That's the most debatable round.
Yo, was Detroit in there just heavy? Is that what it seemed? Was Detroit in there heavy? When they introduced KG, he got like two claps.
Out of the Midwest, Detroit probably got the best rappers. Battle rappers out of the Midwest.
Yeah. They were hyping him heavy. The Midwest was in there deep, it seemed like.
Deep. Mm-hmm.
Real deep. But what else we got drawn? We had Rum Nitty versus Cali Smooth, which is a one-round battle.
Who y'all had?
I'm going to go first. I'm going to say I know Cali got that. I didn't feel Nitty even really tried for that, to be honest with you. I think he was prepared for Magic.
Yeah, it's obvious.
Oh, I had Cali Smooth winning that shit. I didn't think Rum Nitty was horrible and shit. I think he did all right.
I think that I had too, but it was a one rounder, man. I wish it was two more rounds, man. You know what I mean? But hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Cali was dope anyway. I mean, shit, he was going off.
Yeah, he had some. He had mad haymakers and shit in there, son. He was throwing haymakers and shit.
Crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Yo, we're gonna release this for the people. I know you guys have probably heard this already, but we're gonna release the full Gnome 4 card right now. It's official. Mm. Everything on Eventbrite.
It's out.
Yeah, it's out. We have Charlie Clips versus Tay Rock.
Woo!
We have Good versus A-Verb. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, Good versus A-Verb is going down. Okay.
It's going down. DNA versus Ill Will. B-Magic versus Big T. Cortez versus T-Rex.
That's a grudge match right there.
You know what? I'm expecting it to be a grudge match, and I won't be surprised if it doesn't live up to the hype of a grudge match it's supposed to be. It wouldn't shock me.
You think so?
It would not shock me. I want it to be Caps, but I swear to God, brother, it would not shock me, y'all, if that battle does not live up to what it's supposed to be.
I think Cortez is going to try to kill Rex.
I got Rex winning 2-1.
Yeah, Rex 2-1?
Yeah.
Woo!
I got Rex 2-1. I got
Rex 2-1, my nigga. Yo, man. I think I'm rocking with Cortez 2-1 on this one, man.
Who you got?
I heard you grunt, nigga. I heard you. I got Cortez 2-1 on this one, B.
Who I got one in that? Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to go with Tez on this, man.
The Tez on that one.
Tez found his lane, my nigga. Somebody got to go with Tez.
I want to say something, but I ain't going to say it about Cortez. I'm going to shut my mouth, yo.
Go ahead and say it.
I'm not going to say it, son. I'm not going to say it. Nah, I just want to see Cortez be the big name.
Oh, come on, bro. Cortez been running through niggas, man. He's been running through niggas.
I want to see him beat a big name.
But, bro, it's not about the names. I thought it was bars over names.
Yeah, but you the same one who said that when Surf beat Bricks, that didn't matter.
You around West.
Oh, so Bricks
is over there stumbling. I didn't say that mattered because everyone count, but that was not a URL one. That's what I said.
I need Cortez beat a nigga in his ranking, a nigga that he came up with, a nigga that's been battling the same amount of time as him. That's all. I ain't taking nothing from Cortez. If he beats Rex, that's a great look. If he beats T-Rex, my nigga, that is a fucking great look for Cortez. Like, for real, that is a dope look. Like, clearly beats Cortez. Beat him when it's 2-1.
Well, I think Rex got to beat Cortez also. Rex ain't got like a little thing to win all his last battles now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Does this mean Rex, obviously, not retiring since he's officially on this card?
Or maybe his last battle. Who knows? I hope it ain't his last battle, but.
Yeah. All right, we have Miss Hustle versus Young Gaddis.
2-1, Gaddis. Early.
Who won Gaddis?
2-1 Goddess. I
fuck
with you also.
You are fucking killing me tonight.
Yeah, I got Goddess.
I'm going to be the oddball, man. I think I'm running.
You had to say it like Double Dutch, nigga.
Because you said it's on URL, right?
Yep.
I'm riding with Hustle on this one, 2-1. Fuck it, man. I'm riding with Hustle because she's aggressive, and I like all that shit, my nigga. Like, I like that shit.
Goddess is aggressive too, my dude.
Yeah, she is, and she punches and shit. Yeah, damn, her work.
And freestyles and rebuttals. Woo! Goddess, let's go!
I'm going Goddess clear 2-1.
Yeah, I'm saying Hustle 2-1 because Hustle needs a clear fucking win.
I'm going Goddess because clear. She got a complete clear package, my nigga. She got the complete package.
I got to see this, man. I can get
hey, yo.
It's Hustle chance.
Let me ask y'all a question. If Goddess beats Hustle and E-Heart, is she the number one battler in Queen of the Ring or female battle rap? Number one, numero uno. If she beats both of them, clearly. Let me ask y'all brothers that.
But what about 40?
I would put Goddess over 40 if she beats E-Heart and Hustle, clearly. Like, I gotta give her, like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if she's going to beat E-Heart.
If she beats both of them. I got to win in both of those battles, but I'm just saying, if it happens.
You gotta win them both.
I think she's going to be number one, son.
I don't see her winning both of them battles, though, but, I mean, it's so okay. I don't see her winning both of them, to be honest with you.
I see her winning both of them shit, son. I think she got something to prove, man.
Nah, son, if anything, Hustle got something to prove, because everyone calls her Mr. Debatable.
But she is, though. That's why I ain't picking her.
All right, that's cool. I got Hustle winning 2-1. I mean, that don't even make sense right there to say that's why you're not giving her. Like,
no, that's the reason why.
So.
She's debatable. She has debatable battles.
So that means Surf is Mr. Debatable. So from now on, whether Surf battles, you're going to pick the other person?
But I have never really picked Surf to win a lot of battles.
Said, my nigga.
Hold on. I've never picked Surf to win a lot of battles.
But I'm why? Because he has debatables with everybody?
No, before the battle, I thought Khan was going to beat him, and I still fought Khan 1-2-1. I said on one vlog.
I'm saying you said that you got Gaddis because Ms. Hustle doesn't win as Ms. Debatable. That's what you just
said. Right.
So I'm saying if Surf has a battle with somebody, are you going to automatically pick out the person?
No, I'm not going to automatically. It depends on the matchup. It depends on the matchup,
but
though.
But you just said that about Hustle.
But it depends on the matchup, though, my nigga. It depends who he battles.
So
Ms. Hustle we're talking about is Mr. Bailey.
Okay, hold on. Now I'm getting lost. So are you telling me that the matchup doesn't matter for Ms. Hustle, but it does for Surf?
No, it matches up either way. But I'm saying I don't know. I can't say nothing about Surf right now because he's not battling nobody. I can only go with what's presented to me. And what's presented to me is Young Goddess against Ms. Hustle, who got a lot of debatable battles. Her, my girl right here don't have debatable battles. She be winning her battles. Like, she wins her battles, and I think she has a better all-around package than Ms. Hustle. Freestyle rebuttals and her bars on point. Only thing I give Hustle maybe is performance. And it's not that crazy over Goddess, I don't think. Even though
Hey, shout out to Spit that heat. Just drop that Semi 100 versus Blu-ray Blade, too.
Gotta watch that, too.
Yeah, that's a funny battle right there. All right, yo, we got the last battle, John the Don versus Reed. I know we've talked about it a lot, but that is the last battle on that card. Now that all battles are released, if you shape them up with the other two, with ARPs and the Queen of the Ring, is it still standing where it's at?
What's that, Queen of the Ring being number one?
Is Queen of the Ring number one still to you guys?
For me,
yeah. That Queen of the Ring card is tough.
Yeah, that shit is too tough, my nigga. That shit is too fucking.
That was like that's like a power card, man. Kenna won't even get mad if they can't top that shit. That shit came out of the blue on niggas.
But you know what though? It's hard to make that determination before the battles actually drop.
But that's for like every card though, my nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm still on Queen of the Ring though.
Very easily choke versus good. Reed Dollars could choke versus, I'm saying, like, we can't even control that. But on paper-wise, I think Queen of the Ring call it better.
Yep. Yeah.
I agree.
But what about Gnome and ARP card?
I kind of like Gnome a little more. I'm going to keep it funky. It's a little more. But I want me to say this, though.
Gorgeous matches on it.
You're right. But I would say this, though. It would not shock the fuck out of me if ARP shit is better than both Queen of the Ring and Known For. It wouldn't surprise me.
Now, you see, you know why it's crazy? Because I just thought about that shit. It seemed like ARP card got niggas who's hungry and want to battle and shit, whereas with the Known card, it's like all the big names. So I'm kind of skeptical on how hard these niggas are going to go.
Who had the Known Four brothers, right?
Yeah.
Right. I think if you go hunger, I'm going with ARP's card.
Yeah. If you want to see niggas go kill each other, I think I'd rather watch ARP. But
yes,
for the better card on paper with the vets
right
and all that shit, is Known Four.
Right. Agree.
It's Known card.
Agree. Totally. Mm-hmm. Go sign 1,000 on that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking forward. Let me ask y'all a question. What's more of a grudge match? Shotgun Sugar against Rosenberg Raw or T-Rex and Cortez? I'm going to tell you right now, I think Shotgun Sugar and Raw are going to have a better battle than T-Rex and Cortez.
Yeah, I think it's Sugar and Raw too, because Cortez is going to call mad wordplay. I don't think, like, Sugar and Raw, they seem like they really don't fuck with each other.
Yes,
like,
they don't.
Yeah.
Twitter Wars.
I definitely, like, that shit is something that I want to see. Like, as long as
Twitter
shows,
Wars,
I can see that being one of my favorite battles coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that Bully Street shit.
Sugar versus Raw.
Yeah.
Yo, let's take some calls, man. Let's see what the callers have to say. Let's
go. Call up. I want to talk about this Queen Ring battle. Fuck that shit.
Let's go.
All right, man. Let's go 718-760. 718-760. You on? Just listening?
Let's call him.
What it is. We got 313-854. 313-854.
Yeah.
That was
good.
Hey, y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what is?
Yo, my bad. Last time I called her, I didn't even shout y'all out, man. Shout out Timbo. Shout out Angry Fan Radio. Shout out
we ain't like that shit before even, nigga.
My bad, my nigga. You already know
I'm
my nigga. Yo, I got to tell you something before I get into my shit. Yo, the first blog I seen from you, dog, was the funniest shit ever. You
what?
Talking
which
about
one?
That UFF shit. That shit was funny as hell. You say Skull weak as fuck. Who the fuck next? Not you, nigga. That shit was
that's talking about roasting shit in the beginning.
Bro, you were mad as hell. But yeah, man, I'm from Detroit, man. You already know I'm tight right
indeed
now, dog. I feel like J-Rail got robbed, dog.
Are you saying that from Detroit? Or you feel that for real?
Huh, you say what?
Are you saying that because you're from the D, or you feel that for real?
No, like, real talk, man.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Come on now. I can understand y'all saying that the last round, because that was a mean-ass freestyle.
Yeah, that
was KG. But real talk, J-Rail got the first two rounds, like, hands down.
That's
shout
right.
You think the second round was J-Rail one hands down?
Hands down, he got round one. Round two was debatable, but
right.
I still edged it. But round three, I'm just saying, like, round three, that freestyle that KG had, I fuck with KG too, but that was dope as hell.
That was fire.
The coldest thing in a whole battle. But,
yep, the third round.
But that wasn't enough because, like, J-Rail, he got, like, a little clips in him. Like, he can go a whole battle and he can, like, you know, freestyle. His written's just a freestyle.
Right.
Like,
You know what? I know
that shit too.
He does that shit.
Yeah, disaster
does
that shit
too. A couple times. He's like, yeah, you got the hat on and shit like that. You know, like, that should get you more points, even if he stumbled or whatever. Like, even though he didn't really stumble. And Clips, people get on J-Rail a lot about, you know, him stumbling and shit. But, like, Clips do it all the time. He don't get no hate for it.
But you know what, though? What the difference is, though? It seems like, I don't know. It seems like Clips do it, but, like, J-Rail, I do it when I talk. You know what I'm saying? I started too.
Man,
so I talk with J-Rail a lot about that shit.
Huh?
Everybody do that shit when they talk, though, man. Like,
yeah, but I can see. But if he does that shit, you know what I'm saying? You know if he do it if he talk or not, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, but what y'all think about the whole judging system, though? Like, y'all, like, I know y'all pushing for it, but, like, what does, like, all judging system be like this? Like, niggas not going to really feel like they lost. Like, I feel like in the beginning, when this shit really started with Smack and everything, that's when it really should have been implemented. Like, to put it in now, it's kind of like, I mean, you know, you still have your Hollywood niggas. And niggas don't feel like J-Rail lost.
Because as fans, we want to be the one to keep it the way it's been for years. We're the one that really the judges.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, we the judges. I don't think you should have, like, five people just judging it, because battle rap is based off opinion. Like you don't like Bill Collector. I think Bill Collector cold, personally. I like his style and everything, but you don't personally like him.
But
so
you know what, boss?
Say he may lose battles and shit when I feel like he win battles.
But you know what, boss? In a way, to have judges, it would make the MCs have to write and prepare more.
Yeah, that's true, but, like,
you know what I'm saying? They have to prepare.
Like, I think that the whole judging system where last year on UFF, Smack had the crowd cheer for who was the best. That was better than this shit.
Mm.
Because, like, it's still debatable who won with Prez Mafia and shit. Like, I don't know. That's a toss-up.
I had JD and Ty Law winning that shit.
Yeah, I know you had Ty Law, but he lost, though. But,
he lost. Which one? Ty Law against Prez Mafia.
Yeah, like, that's debatable, really. So, yeah.
Watch it four times already, and I still gave it to Ty Law.
That's it.
Hey, you know what it is about that battle right there? I'm going to keep it real with you. I really didn't like Prez Mafia in that battle the first time.
He wasn't saying shit. He was just saying shit sweet.
Yeah, but you know what, my nigga? The more you listen to it and you get past some of the funny shit, there was some part that I just really didn't really like too much. But when you listen to some of the punches, he was throwing some haymakers. It's hard to
explain. Yeah, he did a little, but, like, when you look at Law, like, when he was against Rail, he came out the gate with punches. So, like, he was taking too long to really punch. Like, he had a lot of dry spots in that battle.
Right.
But
that's what it is.
That nigga. Yeah.
Just a little,
but,
man.
Hey, yeah, man, my bad last time. Yeah, shout out to all y'all, man. Salute for real.
You ready, man?
You good, bro.
All right, my dude. Yep. All right. So next caller, we got 716-228.
Yo.
Peace.
What's going on, man?
Good, son. It's Black Sinatra on Twitter. I was just talking to Dre not too long ago. You know what I mean? It's good to y'all. Salute to y'all. Yeah, I just want to get something out there real quick as a fan, yo. Like, I don't know how y'all feel personally, but I remember when I used to listen to Battle Rap Arena, and, like, I remember when Three Letter Man was just a fan like the rest of us. You see me? And nowadays, it's like, yo, when you watch battle rap, when I used to watch battle rap, it was because, like, music was dying, the radio was whack, you know what I mean? Like, so battle rap, they had a substance. And it's like nowadays, since we started the phrase, bars over everything, and I know, like, we're all a part of that, you know what I mean? Me as a fan, too, because I agree with it at one point, too, but it's gotten to the point, enough's enough, yo. Like, I don't want to sit here and act like high and mighty. But that battle today on TV, that shit was trash, yo. Like, I'm not trying
to.
I think it was changed from the standpoint of, like, what did they do to WOW? Like, what are you bringing to the table to make people that are not battle rap fans that watch TV and watch 106 and Park to pull them in? Like, you know what I mean? Other than saying words and then saying it, like, he's like, J-Rail said he say words, KG say words, and he say it backwards, and that's wordplay, but he did the same shit. Like, I don't know, it's just, that's all these new niggas do, you know what I'm saying? Or they listen to, like, the vets or the top-tier niggas when they say, y'all need to blog more. Y'all need to do your own thing, yo. Like, y'all need to be your own people. Like, fuck Verb, fuck with Clips and Goods, say y'all need to be your own people, and it's like, it's
but
only.
But who said they following them, though, Carla?
I'm saying.
But wait a minute, but let me ask you a question, though.
Okay.
How do you know that these niggas don't rap like that?
I'm not saying that they don't, but what I'm saying is that you look at a person like Danny Myers, Rum Nitty, Snow, Steams, yeah, they all got bars like the rest of them, but they have something different. Like, Rum Nitty got aggression. He has a presence in the ring. Danny Myers has bars that's out of this world. Like, I know everybody thinks Ty Law is the bar for bar king because he punches consistently. That's why I compare him to B-Magic and Khan. Not because I think bar for bar. Like, I think bar for bar, B-Magic will kick the shit out of motherfucking Ty Law. And the same thing with Khan, what's a battle with Ty Law? Because Ty Law has no presence. In front of in a small room, they love small room battles, these new niggas, but they're not dominating to me. Like, it's almost like they're just spitting just to spit, and they want respect, but they're not trying to, like, earn it, or they're not trying to make their own way, but they want to be friendly.
Let me ask you a question. When you say earn it, what do you mean? Elaborate when you say earn it. All right,
look, you said me and you went back and forth on Twitter about Danny Myers.
Right.
Danny Myers ain't battling nobody with no name that we really know. Like, I'm not taking nothing away from Rum Nitty again, because Rum Nitty is nice, but niggas don't, like, they don't have a name on the same level as the top tier people.
He battled Brick.
Like, you battled West Coast. Look, check this out. You got Danny Myers battling a nigga like West Coast Dread, who nobody knows, but they watching that shit because of Danny Myers. Why? Because Danny Myers brings something different to the table. It's like, I don't know if Danny Myers can beat Verb and them top tier niggas, but I bet you he'll compete. I bet you he'll run around.
I agree.
You know
I agree.
And that's the same thing with Rum Nitty. But if I see Ty Law or KG the Poet, Or J-Rail, like, J-Rail can't fuck with Clips. I don't know, like, that little stumbling shit. Like, everybody's a stumble and a choke is completely different. But J-Rail does it every battle. So I can't keep giving them passes for it, and you do it damn near every battle. You understand what I'm saying?
So like, judge Clips? Well, hold on, Claude. Do you judge Clips the same way when he does it?
I judge everybody the same, bro. Nobody, well, like, my favorite battle rapper is Rex. So a lot of people going to have, like, their own opinions of him. And that's cool. But I'm just saying, I judge when Clips was barking at URL and shit like that, it's like Clips wasn't the same nigga that came in against A-Verb or Big T. I personally think Clips' first loss was against Big T. You know what I mean? That's just my, because you gotta understand, Clips was on top of the world, yo. And like nobody even like could even get close to Clips. And what Big T did, that whole
that second round.
Come on, man. And that's what I'm saying, like, people don't want to see B-Magic and Big T, not because of B-Magic and Big T, but because Big T ain't the same Big T. If Big T was the same nigga that battled Sir, I would love to see B-Magic versus Sir. The same way I feel like T-Rex and Cortez is too late. You know what I mean? All I'm saying is just that with these new niggas, yo, and I know like Adi Boom be listening and all them this, I'm not hating Adi Boom. Yes, so you see what he did in the third round with the nigga he battled on TV? He stepped that shit up because he knew. Like, the first two rounds, he came in trying to be all cool and funny and shit, and when that nigga was getting his ass whooped a little bit and he was feeling the pressure, that nigga took them glasses off and was in that nigga's fucking face. You understand what I'm saying? And if you would have did that all three rounds, he might have beat Danny Myers. But what I'm saying is bring that shit every time you battle. Don't do it when you feel the pressure, because when a nigga like Hitman, Clips, Goods, any Arsenal, them niggas always brought it. And they never was trying to be, like, they wanted to battle Mook because Mook had a name, but they wanted to build a brand. It's like these niggas just want to be the man on URL. You see Tay Rock won't go nowhere else but stay with Smack, because Smack was the only nigga that was loyal to him. And he know the best place, in my opinion, is Smack. So it's like you can't, y'all niggas just want to be the man just because Tay Rock don't want to be friends with these niggas. Like, yeah, he joined Dot Mob, but that nigga wanted to kill K-Sean. And I'm pretty sure if they put up enough money for Rex and him to battle, they would do that. So I'm just saying, like, be a killer. Stop being friendly. I don't give a fuck if y'all came in this class together. Mr. Wavy is not Sue Surf. Like, he's nowhere near Sue Surf. He reminds you of Surf, but he's not a Sue Surf. You know what I mean? I just feel like Prez Mafia got aggression and a crazy, crazy, like, performance. You know what I mean? But it's got to be, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to tell them they're missing. I just know for a fact it don't feel as authentic as it used to. And
but
I feel like
this. These top-tier dudes, right? These top-tier dudes, were they all perfect when they started?
No, but no. I mean, like, I tried to tweet y'all to see what y'all thought about this. I watched a battle with Hitman versus Cortez and Matt versus Averb. But you know, a lot of the top tier niggas said they was never in the PGs. But if you watch the beginning of their battle, Beasley calls it a proving ground. You understand? Yeah. I remember when Math went to battle Verb, they was trying to kill each other. When Hitman was trying to battle Cortez, they was trying to kill each other. Did you see KG the Poet trying to kill J-Rail today? Did you see J-Rail trying to kill KG the Poet? Nah, they were trying to look cool. They were trying to be funny. Like, I'm not going to lie. I think J-Rail really won the battle because he brought more to the table than KG. But he didn't do nothing special. He just had jokes. He had bars. And, like, every now and again, you know what I mean? That shit just, if a nigga only got bars and a nigga got two things to one, I mean, what am I going to say? But I don't think that was a good battle. I feel like when Danny Myers battles Snow next week, I guarantee you we're going to have something to talk about. You know what I mean?
And even though
I know a lot of us know who already won, we still want to see that because we still want to know what happened in that battle.
Right.
Danny Myers is impossible. You understand what I'm saying? So I want to know.
It goes back to the judging thing you're talking about. We want to judge it ourselves.
Personally, they can do judges on TV, but the best way is to have the opinionated shit, because if not, you know what I mean, we're going to end up hating judges, and that's not the judges' fault. You know what I mean? I just feel like, again, the new niggas, like after – even like Bill Collector, people want to talk about Bill Collector was like a Tech N9ne. No, Bill Collector was completely different from Tech N9ne in terms of just doing shit. Like, Tech N9ne just thought that was his style of rapping, and that's what he did. He wasn't trying to be funny, just people started to laugh, and he played to the crowd. Tech, like, the same thing with Bill Collector. I just feel like a lot of these niggas just want to be the man just because, and they want respect from these other niggas, but they don't. Like, Ill Will's trying to push niggas the fuck out the way. He don't give a fuck who you are. And I wish more niggas was like that. Because if more, because Snow don't give a fuck about these niggas. Snow, when, yo, listen, I'm sorry. For all the people that's out there, I'm sorry for this. But when Snow battle Ill Will, which I think going to happen, it's going to be a fucking war. And I think
Ill Will going to win that clearly.
I mean, maybe, maybe not. But guess what? You know for a fact neither one of them niggas ain't going to play with each other because they from Pontiac. Neither one of them ain't going to play with each other because they on BET. Ill Will is a fucking killer. Yo, Snow, is, you look at Snow, and I know because he's white, we think it's amazing, but that
nah,
shit, Snow,
Snow.
Is out of, Snow is out of this world, yo. Another person that don't get a lot of respect is as a new nigga is Steams. I don't know why niggas not talking about Steams. That Steams versus Brooklyn Carter battle was amazing.
So
yo.
Crazy. That was a crazy battle, B.
And I'm saying, y'all see the feeling y'all just said? That shit was a crazy battle. Did we say that about J-Rell and KG the Poet or these other niggas? No.
But we're not saying about the vets either, though, my nigga.
I mean, I didn't say we were. Yo, listen, truth be told, what's the last good vet battle to y'all? Well, two niggas that had a name that was the last good battle. Because, like, I want to see a young nigga.
Ill Will
be
magic to me.
I mean, Ill Will be magic.
Young nigga, technically.
No. I'm saying like, I can't.
That,
I don't, that's not an older nigga, but I'm just saying.
Okay,
I can't.
Older, older than that? See, that's
you mean,
the thing.
You mean top
tier
wise?
Yeah, like, I'm talking about
gotta,
two
I
names.
I can't even call it.
Yeah, I can't think of one right now because I'm putting
put
on the spot. You
but
know what I'm
bad,
saying?
Though.
B-Magic
that's
and
T-Rock. That is sad, though. But I'm going to tell you this one. Hitman versus A-Verb.
B-Magic and T-Rock.
There's no dry spots? That's what I'm asking. Like, Hitman versus Verb is suspenseful. You can't, like, you
know
what I mean?
Hitman and Verb might be the last classic out of the big
might
name.
Be the last
I agree with that.
Classic from two top-tier niggas that wanted it. And Verb, and nobody thought that Verb and them would battle, but they didn't want to be the king of St. Louis. They wanted to tell each other something. You can't fuck with me. I'm not your young boy. That was the whole point. The same way when Hitman battled John John, the first thing that Hitman said was, yo, I'm already teaching the nigga how to control the room.
Right.
The second round, he's talking to all PG niggas. Dribbling in one spot and, like, having all guards with nothing else is like dribbling
one,
in one spot. And if y'all go back and listen to that second round, all them PG niggas should listen to that. Because John John, what that nigga said, you gave me a shot, so I'm taking it. Close range. What did Adi do versus Verb? Like, to that, all the Adi Boom shit that we saw against Jesse Reakin, against Steen, I forgot the other nigga he battled to tell him, or against Danny
Mr.
Murray.
Mr. Wavy.
Where the fuck was that against Verb? Because you know what the niggas always say? When you're standing in front of me, that shit is different. It don't matter what people like about you. It don't matter if you got little fans. Because when you stand in front of me, can you talk that shit? And the answer at that point in time, even though it's debatable, Verb didn't kill him. And at the end of the day, Adi hung around with him. But was that? I don't think that was Verb trying very hard, and he still made his point. You can't fuck with me. You know
what
I mean?
What
so I'm just saying, I want these niggas to just act like they want to be on URL 7 years from now when other niggas is going to come at them and want their spot instead of just trying to come at the vets so you can have their spot.
But why not come at the vets, though? Why not?
I mean, check it out. Who, like, what other vets did that? Evident Murder Mook. Evident Murder Mook and Loaded Lux. Calico was trying to kill, like, he came out yesterday the other day. He wanted to kill everybody.
But my brother,
Kayshawn
the point,
kill
the point is, hold on, the point is this, though. At that time to me, when Calico and these niggas were battling, there was not a real PG class. It was a small crop of niggas, and they had to go at each other's necks.
I mean, that's true, but no matter what you, no matter, after you just said that, don't you wish a battle would be as good as X Factor versus Sue Surf, even though we know Surf won? Or in my opinion, Surf won, you know what I mean?
Right.
That was a good-ass battle, back and forth. It's like, it's not like that anymore. It's like, these niggas just care, like, it's only about bars. And Sue Surf versus X Factor, they was trying to show their talent. These niggas don't show their talent. They just show, I got bars, I can put words together,
right,
look at me.
That's what it is. That's what
it
is,
man.
Yo, call up. Hey, yo, Cole, you watch the Queen of the Ring battles?
Oh, yeah, yo, C3 versus Official? Woo!
No, the ones that dropped today.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, y'all do this for like a living. I couldn't catch all of them, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
but
I do want to say this
real quick. Real quick, I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Everybody wanted to say Hollow the Don versus Loaded Lux was gonna be the battle of the year. Good battle. I got Lux 1-2-1. I know y'all might kill me, but.
Nah, I ain't gonna kill you, man.
C3 versus Official is the battle of the year. That's what I'm saying as of right now.
Back I
ain't
and
mad
forth, at
that. Bars. Battle of the year. It's sad that two females that know
that.
That's
sad.
No, it's sad, bro. And I'm gonna tell you why
it's
sad.
Not.
Yo,
it's
listen,
not
listen,
sad.
Listen. I'm not trying to downplay the women, but I'm saying we know who the killers are. We know who they are. T Rex and Chuck. Yo, hold on. T Rex is not a killer?
T-Rex will kick the shot on the
fish. Hold up. Are you trying? Wait. Slow down, bro. Are you trying to tell me that those are the only niggas got balls or some shit like that?
No. I just said C3 versus Vishal is a battle of the year. So
yeah, but you said come on now, you know who got the killer.
I'm saying come on, like, because I'm saying if you put Charlie Clips in the ring against Vishal, it's over. If you put a nigga like Hollow in the ring versus C3, it's over. You put the best females against the best males, it's over. You put Loaded Lux in the ring or come a Hitman Hollow versus one of these chicks, it's not going to be the same. And I'm just saying, what I'm saying is sad that the women now are pulling more of us in. They got more passion than the niggas do nowadays because it's all about a check. It's all about, you know what I mean, these new niggas don't do what we do. It's just like,
right.
I just want the niggas to get back to battling.
My
you know?
Brother,
like,
thanks for the call, on, man. We got mad people.
We
got to
get a couple
call
more calls,
man.
On G. Salute, 716.
Hello.
All right. Let's get some more calls in here. Let's go 804-892.
Hey, I'm here. What's going on, man?
What's poppin', my
brother?
Virginia.
How much? Hey, I just got a couple topics I want to cover, man. Shout out all y'all, man.
Peace,
all
right,
man. Salute.
Hey, first topic, man. Hey, this debatable battle joint with Dre, man. You killing Sue Surf, man. You killing him. You know, I want to give him his props because he got a lot of debatable battles.
He does.
Like, I don't know what that means because I would take the debatable battles over the A-Verb versus Swae Cypher battle. You know what I'm saying? And then they hyped up the Swae Cypher battle.
Hold on. What do you mean you'll take a debatable battle over it? What do you mean?
I take that Hollow versus Surf battle over that Swae versus A-Verb battle.
Of course. I mean, yeah, but where did that come from?
Not because we're saying... Because
it was debatable, you saying?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, we get caught up in the win-loss thing. You say, oh, a Surf don't got that many battles that he won. Yeah, but he got a ton of battles with replay value, though.
I agree with that. I agree with that, too,
but I still feel this is a sport, though. But it's
a sport, right? Yeah,
I agree
with that, but, you know...
Right,
sport,
you usually got to win or lose it, my nigga.
Okay, well, let's put it like this then: what if A-Verb got 10 wins the same the way that he did with the Swae Cypher battle? Like nobody wants to see that though. Nobody's gonna watch that. You watch that battle one time and that's it. And then they hyped it up crazy. And then when you watched it, like when you heard about how bad Swae got killed, you thought it was crazy. He did Showtime the whole second round, but then when you watched it. I seen a better verb than that.
I agree. I said the same thing. I seen a better verb than that. I agree
well,
with that.
I mean, as a fan, we probably say we want to see good ass battles, classic battles. Yeah, but from the battler standpoint, I'm pretty sure they want to say I beat you.
Yeah, I agree. But sometimes you dudes come to the ring. You know, both dudes bring the best shit.
Yeah.
And then it end up being a debatable battle, and then we'll penalize one of the guys because he keeps having debatable battles, but it ain't his fault if both niggas is bringing their best shit, though.
Mm.
You know? That's not the battler's fault.
But
like,
but if that's the case, my G, you can't say it ain't Verb's fault that Swae bought his shit and Verb was better.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we on the same page there. I'm just saying for the guys that's having debatable battles, it's a difference if debatable trash battle or it's a debatable classic battle.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not penalizing either one of the rappers if they have multiple debatable classics. If that's the case, there's no penalty for that. I'm not mad at you because I can't say that you won that battle. You know what I'm saying? But I am mad if you having like this battle that was on TV today. You know what I'm saying? That's a debatable. It's not a trash battle, but that's a debatable battle.
Right, I agree. Yeah,
I'm mad at that kind of battle. And just don't take up too much time, man. The next one was the judging that they did today. Did you see how long they gave? Did you see how long they gave the judges to come to a decision?
Yeah.
Come on, like most of these things, you got to watch over and over and over and over again to get a winner. Now, don't get me wrong; I know they don't have the time to do that. You know what I'm saying? But had they been given a little bit of time, like soon as Rail finished spitting his shit, they came up and was like, "All right, hey, we're gonna go to the judges for a winner." Like they didn't even really have time to debate that. It's like whoever had to.
It depends who's coming out. That's on TV now. That's not live now. That's not live. They probably went a commercial break. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things you got to play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, just pick it right then and there. It could have been a commercial break. Remember, this is not live.
Yeah. Well, and then the other thing was, You know, I don't know if you remember what Norb said about Troy Ave when Troy Ave came showed up to the battle. You know, he said when they left, Troy Ave was like he had never been to a battle before. He was like he was loving this shit. He was loving it. He wanted to, like, come back and start getting involved with it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But this same guy who never had been to a battle before, never really watched the shit, was a judge.
Right. I understand what you're saying. Yeah,
you know
I feel you on that.
Yeah, and that
and I fuck with Troy Ave, but I feel you saying.
Yeah, I mean, I fuck with him, too.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you saying, though.
If you don't think he was a credible judge, he shouldn't have been able to judge that because of his lack of experience.
Well, maybe like Goods did a blog where he was saying that, you know, they got him up there as a judge on I guess one of these battles. He's gonna be a judge or whatever. And I feel like I feel that more. And I don't know if you guys seen the blog that Norv's dropped where he was talking about the judging system that he's gonna implement.
Yeah, I see
that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Roddy Boom, Roddy Boom, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good
idea.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
You know what I'm saying? Because if that system would have been in place today, you know, J-Rail would have won that battle. But I will say this, J-Rail, if you listening or whoever, dude, like, watch this battle today, man. Like, KG had all of the emotion, the anger. He had all of that. J-Rail had the better performance, you know, and everything, but that's what J-Rail was missing. Like, it didn't look like he was trying to kill KG, but KG, it looked like he was trying to kill J-Rail to me. Now, he was turned up on him. I felt that. But
yeah, because J-Rail doesn't have that hype demeanor, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His demeanor is like a jokeful Charlie Clips type of nigga and shit. But Clips will snap on you, though, but I feel what you're saying. J-Rail is like, ha-ha, Kiki, you know, he's not really. He doesn't have a yo! He doesn't come at you like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
It hurt him a little bit, man.
Right.
But, And lastly, man, like, these PGs, Vets, thing, man, everybody is killing the PG dudes right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how everybody want to kill and shit on the PG dudes when the Vets is trash right now. Trash. Like,
that's the thing that don't make no sense. Motherfuckers be sitting here like, oh, y'all niggas are riding for the PGs. Like, nigga, what the fuck? How many chances you want to get these top 10 niggas to fucking
talk about
get
it.
Right?
Yeah,
it's
like,
obvious that they fucking just want the money, so why will we keep watching these niggas when they
talk
all
about
the
it
versus these niggas over here who obviously are trying to make noise? It just doesn't make no sense. And I don't understand how half these niggas even be thinking about this shit.
Talk about it.
I mean, you rather sit here and watch these niggas dead ass seriously say, I only battled for a check, I wrote my shit yesterday, da 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 da. Y'all rather
talk
sit
about
and see these niggas really go hard. That's crazy to me right there.
Yeah, I put it this way. That Swave versus Averb battle, if you take that Averb that everybody said was so amazing, you place that Averb, you rank him in all his battles, that Averb not even in his top 10. That Averb that everybody was going crazy over. I'm like,
well,
nah, like.
You know what I'm questioning now? You know what I'm questioning now, fellas? I'm questioning now if we do see the PGs against the Vets, are the Vets going to go hard? Are they going to write that 3 rounds of fire? Or is it going to be like, it's just a check? I don't really give a fuck who I'm facing. Are we going to get that?
They definitely going to do that because they don't want to lose. They don't want to lose to these dudes. But don't get me wrong. Like, some of these PG dudes really need to really sharpen up their craft. I think the only ones that's really ready who could actually have a chance handling some of these top-tier dudes, Danny Myers, Prez Mafia, Mr. Wavy, Ty Law, he's boring. He says crazy, amazing shit, boring as fuck. You put him on that main stage, he's going to get booed the fuck out of the building.
Ty Law?
Yeah, and in a small room battle, he good. But you put him on that big stage, man, he's too boring. I'm saying, like, I love what he say, but he's a boring battle rapper. I'm sorry.
So let me ask y'all a question. Obviously, as a fan, did you look at the big stage is bigger than the small stage?
Yeah, I mean, like, I actually
The more fans, the more the better the battle is, or the less fans, the better the battle is.
Oh, it definitely, like, the less fans. I think it depends on the battle. You put Hitman in a small room. I don't think he's better.
Me neither.
You put Hitman on the big stage, I think you got a much better Hitman. He, like, you're not gonna get the same reaction in a small room with Hitman. You're just not. T-Rock.
Right.
You put T-Rock in a small room, like when they were in that little record store, it's not gonna look the same. You know what I'm saying? Ty Law in a small room, JC in a small room is nice, but look what happened when they put JC in front of T-Rock in that big room. Look what happened. It was a whole lot different. Look, I just think it's a whole lot different. But look, I know there's other callers sitting here wanting me to get off so they can get on, man. Guys, I appreciate the time. Shout out Angry Fan Movement. Appreciate it, bro.
Salute,
y'all
feel man. You already, man. Salute you,
buddy.
Salute,
my call, you heard?
Yep.
Salute, man. Salute. All right. Salute to the callers, man. We're going to take another call here. We got 217-685.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
John, how you doing?
Radio.
Yes,
that's what I'm talking about.
I want to talk about bars over names, first off. I love battles. I watch them pretty much every day, but I'm rocking with the names on this one. I watched the PGs. I watched the USF battle today. I agree with a lot of the other callers. It was just okay for me.
Okay.
I think it was a debatable battle. I think J-Rail got the first round. KG the Poet, he did great his second round. J-Rail did okay. I think somewhere in the middle I was like, he should have came with a little more, though, so I could edge it to KG the Poet, and KG got round three for sure. But I do think that the battles are better in the smaller rooms. As a fan, I want to go to every battle live that I can. But as far as the footage, when it comes on YouTube, I feel like they're better in the smaller rooms. I feel like the PGs right now, they're getting the shot of their life being on BET. They have the best audio, the best visuals. And if we put some of these top-tier battlers on that stage, I think it would be amazing, the battles that they come out with. Also, I'm not just disappointed with the battles that are coming out from the top tier. I think with battle rap, you got to realize that you're going to have some disappointing battles. How do we know that they're not giving it their best because they suck that battle? What it tells me is that everybody has an off day.
But how many off days do we give them? They're vets. They're legends. They're
prime example, Young Ill. How much time do you want to give him?
I'm giving Young Ill, honestly, I'm giving Young Ill as many chances as I can give him because I like Young Ill. At the battle, the old red battle, I was there live. I mean, I felt like he should have been taken off the stage. The footage that got put up on YouTube doesn't even show how extreme that was. Honestly, I didn't even feel like it was drugs. I thought the man was having like a mental breakdown or something. So for me, and I was also at Young Ill's battle versus Cortez and live, and the battle was just pretty much whack, you know. But again, it looked like they had things going on. I didn't even think Young Ill was showing up for that battle. He was there last minute. I heard that he was forced to come because of his contract, you know. So I just felt like Young Ill.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I did hear that. Now I think about it.
Caller. Hold on 1 second. I hate to do this. I'm gonna silence you. I'm gonna keep you on though. But we have JT calling up right now. So, but I'm gonna keep you on. Okay.
Okay.
So, okay. All right,
sister.
All right, we got.
Man, I wonder how the fuck this is going. Yeah.
We got JT calling in 248. JT, what's good?
Yo.
What up, JC? What's poppin'?
My G.
I'm chilling, man. Chilling. Cooking up dirt.
Shit, motherfucking JC. What's up, man?
I'm trying to be like you niggas, man. Y'all niggas famous, man.
Nah, man. We appreciate you. We appreciate watching your battles, nigga. You were my top five.
Oh, man, you know I rock with you. You know I rock with you, even when
yo,
I hated you.
Yo, keep it real. Yo, I know you was mad at me one point, my nigga. I know you was.
Oh,
I know you was
hey,
at that
even
rant.
When I hated you, I rock with you.
Because
listen, you got to look, it's like to me, I'm a man, it was just, you know what I mean? If a man tell you he a fan and he was upset with your performance, you can't do nothing but suck it in. So even when I hated you, it was just, it was like, you know what, I'm pissed off because I ain't like what he said, but, you know, if I go back and watch this shit, it was like, yo, the nigga was on cue. It's, you can't argue with it.
That's what it is, man. You still my nigga, man. I was just, you know what it is, man? DNA says some real shit. When you got niggas who you hold to a certain plateau, like I do, you know what I'm saying? Because I see all your past battles, it's like, yo, this nigga got bars. That 100 bullet shit really fucked me up, Jay.
Fucked me up, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't lie.
And you know what? And that was me. I got so irritated with the whole 100 bullet situation. And that's not even King of the Dot fault. Like, they booked the battle because it was in demand. But I got so sick of the situation. I said, man, let me get this nigga out the way. And then I shouldn't have done it. You know what I mean? I didn't want to do it. I said, you know what, let me get this nigga out the way. And the crazy thing is you can, and watching it, you can see I didn't want to do it. You can hear I didn't want to do it. It was like,
he was chasing,
man,
you.
It's not even me.
He was making blogs chasing you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember all that shit, and I was just wondering. I was like, why the fuck you want to battle him so bad? I don't know. It was crazy, bro. But I think he had some bars. I'm gonna lie and make it seem like he was asking nothing like that.
No, he came with it, but it wasn't no shit I couldn't rock with. You know what I mean? That's my thing. You know, there wasn't no shit I couldn't rock with. And that's the shit, like, and the thing is, I love the King of the Dot crowd. Love the King of the Dot crowd. Like, I could have rocked that room. You know what I mean? But I went under there under the wrong circumstances, personally. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They was conducting business, but I personally went over there on the wrong circumstances. I shouldn't have.
JC, let me ask you a question. This is three-letter man. Let me ask you a question, brother. Do you think you're top tier?
Absolutely. And let me tell you why.
All right.
Okay.
Because I didn't come in the game on no bullshit, and you can't take me out on no bullshit. You have to put me on that stage and kill me, and they cannot do it. That's the thing about it. See, they top tier. They want you to have. I get the entertainment part of it. I get they want you to do this, but if I can get all these, if I can generate the popularity that me and Chilla battle generated with no blogs, no
classic,
what the fuck do you call? What do you call that? What do you call that? You know what I mean? And why hasn't in a million? I have no clue. You know what I mean?
That's it.
Even the battles that hit a million, bullshit battles hit a million. But that's just like good. That's just like good movies. Making 60 million. All that means is the people saw it. It don't mean that they like it. You know what I mean? I like putting out shit people like. So, but for us to get that type of shit off of nothing, no promotion, no nothing, hell yeah, we top tier.
And you know what's crazy about that battle? That y'all actually had, like you said, no blogging, y'all wasn't beefing, y'all wasn't talking crazy and shit. Now, is it hard for you to top that battle because you had so much pressure on you after that battle because motherfuckers was feeling that battle so much and it was damn it, battle of the year in 2012?
Absolutely. Yeah, 2012, yeah.
Is it hard to live up to that battle? More pressure?
You know why it is? And it's more than just pressure because I think, honestly, I think I've dropped better lines than the lines I dropped in that battle. Honestly.
Okay.
But it's very, very hard to recreate that. Like, you have the room, you have that. Like, shit wasn't getting filmed in Black Star before that. So it was JC and Chilla battling where Lux and Miles battled. So it was legendary, and we went in there for the first time. We opened them doors for the first time, and it was Chilla going at the new nigga. It was the new nigga going at the new nigga, and I was, you know, I got back in the corner because everybody thought he was going to kill me. It was a lot built up in there. It was a lot built up in there. And it was when I go out there, they want the same JC that performed in the JC versus Chilla battle.
Chilla battle. Mm-hmm.
You can't get that. If you ask me, when I said to Tay Rock, what with Big Choppers that are not Big Mama back to Martin, that line is ridiculous to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Ridiculous. But they still feel like that, and rightfully so, because JC versus Chilla is history. But for the same reason, I won't rematch Chilla. I will never rematch Chilla.
You
should. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Lux should never rematch Hollow ever.
I agree.
Ever. You know what I mean? Like, it's just those type of battles. It was a lot in it that you can't recreate. It was more than just what I said to him and what he said to me. A lot more than that.
You know what it is? Mm. It's like having an album called the Marshall Mathers LP, which is fucking crack, and then Eminem dropping Marshall Mathers Part 2, and you can't duplicate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't duplicate that
battle. Trying to recreate the Marshall Mathers LP. It was too much. We had this banned from TV a million times, Eminem. That came into the second Marshall Mathers LP. We knew what to expect. Marshall Mathers LP, it was all fresh. It was more than just what he said in the Marshall Mathers LP that made that album.
Right.
And that's why you don't ever try to recreate that.
Nah.
They asked Jay-Z, like, what would you, you know, reunite? And he was like, it's more than just, you know, what we had. It's that time. It's, you know. You can't, I believe in more than just what I had for him and what he had for me in those bars.
There's a lot of shit that you can't recreate that night.
Yo, JC. Yes. JC, that's Timbo.
Yeah.
I got a quick question for you, man. Top three in Michigan right now.
Okay, me excluded. Local or global?
Just in Michigan. Detroit, Pontiac, everywhere. Top three in Michigan.
Okay, nice. All right. I'm gonna throw some sleps on niggas at y'all, and it's
okay.
Not biasness. It's not biasness.
Mm-hmm.
I've literally been told that they can't get they shot because they literally sound too much like me, which is
damn.
Totally false. I've heard this. Like it reminds me too much of you. Boom. Okay. So, number one, I believe BZ is number one in Michigan.
Hmm.
I heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Be Easy is number one
Boss
in Michigan.
Boss Man Be Easy?
Boss Man Be Easy is number one in Michigan.
Mm.
Boss he Man Be Easy is number one. That very, that I'm telling you, I'm talking about Daylight versus Math slept on, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, sleeping bags, niggas,
Jordan. Daylight versus Math slept on.
You hear me? Like, I'm talking phone positive, nigga. I'm talking about Jordan releases, iPhone release slept on. I'm talking about like that. Xbox is about to come out slept on. Crazy. Now, I also will exclude Ill Will and Snow, though. I will exclude them. I feel like they have a bigger fan base, a bigger audience, and there's a lot more people in their argument. You know, I won't add them, but it's just me. You know, I can't add them. I just feel like I can't add them for the same reasons I can't add myself. So I say Be Easy is number one. Number two, I would say is J-Rel.
Okay.
J-Rel is very sick. I don't know. J-Rel, he kind of like, he like appears and then disappears to me. You know what I mean? He'll have a performance where it's like, man, this J-Rel is, he's going to be unstoppable. And then he'll have another one where it looks like he just did not give, like he battled J-Ron in St. Louis or his battle with Ty Law. Both of them just look like he didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But I just watched, and I was there with him and KG. And
okay.
That battle was very arguable.
Mm-hmm.
Very arguable.
How do you feel about the battle?
And
a lot of people are saying they didn't really like it too tough.
They feel like what?
A lot of people were saying that they wasn't really feeling that battle for some reason. What do you think about the PGs, period? Them two ran the PGs. A lot of people were saying that they all sounded like and they're not, they don't have the it factor. What do you think about all that?
Okay, I'll tell you what, and I ain't gonna even say PG. I'm gonna just say niggas that.
Yo, I'm gonna stop saying that PG shit too, man. I gotta stop saying
that. Yeah. I'm gonna just say up and coming, because it'll take URL PGs, but it'll also take every other nigga that's in the. I see it all the time, even when I watch a battle that's not on a URL. It just really seemed like they take the route that another nigga took to be successful.
Hmm.
And I'm telling you, you see, like, Chilla, I mean, everybody was doing schemes before Chilla. Chilla made it popular, very popular. So now you hear it all the fucking time. All the fucking time. You'll hear a nigga drop a line and go back like, wait a minute, something, come on, bruh. Everybody's doing it now. I don't do it. I'm cool. If you notice, I don't stop when I rap. I'm cool with you not getting that shit right there. That's why I wrote it. I wrote it for you to have to understand it later. That's replay value. I want you to get that shit later. So while what people might think is a weak bar, it's gonna hit in a week. I guarantee it. Because I don't like to say a line is weak. I will not put a line in my shit that's weak. I won't. But I feel like niggas taking that route. Everybody taking that route. You know what I mean? If you not Be Magic or Ty Law and you not that type of unique punchliner, like them two niggas, you separate them from punchliners. They hold separate crowds to me. And then you got other niggas that's everybody. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna try to punch every line because that nigga made it doing it and that nigga made it doing it. So I'm about to try to punch every line. But you not a punchliner. You wasn't a punchliner. You never been a punchliner.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not what niggas be doing. So now everybody's taking the route that everybody's trying to take. It's just, it just look oversaturated. You know what I mean? And it's not just what, it's not just with niggas on the PG, though. It's just, it's every nigga. It's like, before I started battle rapping, and even a little bit after I started battle rapping, I was watching everything from every league, everybody. It's shit just seemed more, it seemed more rare. Like, you know what I mean? Like, every nigga had they own. And niggas would come up to me like, yo, you sound like such and such. Suck a dick. I don't give a fuck who you think I sound like. But it's, now it's so apparent. You know what I mean? It's so apparent. Like, now if you do a scheme, the scheme has to be out of this world to get a reaction. It's not the fact that you put something in a scheme. It just got to be out of this world. Why? Because every nigga's doing it. So we heard it before. What about defeat punchlines? What about put them in the box like? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, the cancer lines.
You know what I mean? Like cancer, yeah, like every, but the jersey numbers with the numbers with the guns on your back, everybody's doing it now. So now you just, now you got to, it has to be out of this world. Everybody's expectations is so high because it's so much of the same shit now. That's all it is.
Yo,
you got
right,
niggas
so you
that
got
all performance with no bars and perform. If you mute it, the nigga look like he's saying so much shit. And if you wrote all his bars down on paper, it was nothing. Now, cool if you got performance. You got niggas like Hitman. He can rap, and he got performance. But you got niggas that have zero bars with all performance, and they'll move like niggas and they'll move like niggas with performance, so the fans will really think the niggas is saying some shit. Okay, let me rewind. Let's this nigga really said. Oh, shit, it was nothing at all. Why are they reacting like this?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, battle every nigga I battle, I've battled twice, unless I killed them in the building. I battled twice. Every nigga I battled, I've battled twice.
So, yo, JC, you got B-Eazy, you got J-Rel, who's the third?
Deal.
Deal
the Monster.
Deal the Monster.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something that's funny because it went so far under the radar. He put a hurting on Lotta Zay so bad. And,
yeah, he did.
And he gave a nigga the he put some rounds on the nigga so bad that it made Vlad number one choke of all time. Y'all go look at that.
That's
and
the
it's
dude.
Not
what the
to
fuck
like,
is that nigga's name?
Who, the other nigga?
Is that the dude who that shit happened with L. Will too? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same dude. I know you. I can't think of his name. I know what you're talking about. Dude, the monster
choke,
fucks him up.
Niggas wanna. You can scream Harlem Hospital giving they beds. I'm telling you, this nigga, bro. Let me tell you, like the back and niggas might say, oh man, he didn't have his rounds ready. I'm convinced he had his rounds ready. It's just you can a nigga can choke and you can choke a nigga. And people don't understand what that is. If I go first and you fuck up, like me versus Rich Dollars in Atlanta, like Nick Rich Dollars called 100 people, I knew my rounds, bro. I all knew my rounds 100%, but I went first. And it was like, God damn, okay.
So you think, basically you're saying if say you was battling somebody and your bars are that cold, that could fuck them niggas up.
Yeah, if you destroy the room in your first round or your whatever round you destroy the room in, if a nigga choke after that, it is highly probable that that was the reason. It's intimidating. It's intimidating. Look at Lux. Lux will spit a round that make you think he hated you his whole life. That motherfucking, like that stand-up niggas don't lean shit, I'd have taken so much offense to that. That whole round, I'd have been like, fuck is you talking about? And the way the stand up niggas don't lean line shook the room. Like Hollow's that, like he showed his he a professional for not fucking up.
He bounced back.
You know what
shit.
I mean? But he not intimidated by Lux clearly. But
nah.
for a nigga to hit around like that, if a nigga not ready for it, if a nigga was to choke after that, it is very likely that was why. That was a room shaker. It was tough. You know your round mentally in your head. So you kind of, you intimidated. You like, I'm not going to beat him anyway. Why?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, niggas think a lot of shit before they rap. You know what I mean? You'll see a nigga before, when a nigga in his round, you'll see the confidence in a nigga build before his round start. You can tell a nigga, oh, yeah, that shit was like, I'm finna kill him. You can tell a nigga do that in his movements before he start rapping. You can look at all that shit.
Yo, Jason, let me ask you a question, because you about bars, right? You are, for example, Tay Rock. All right, Tay Rock got bars. But I think his performance really goes hand in hand with the bars. If you was just a fan of, like,
I agree.
What would you rather see? Would you rather see straight bars like QP and Uendo? Or would you rather see the, like, all right, by the fact, QP versus QP, who you got winning?
I had QP clean winning.
Why? If the other QP had the bars.
And he had the bars, but see, he had the bars, but it's not like clean didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The way I feel about it is if you got the bars, that's like J.J. Redick. That's like the Magic when they had Dwight Howard. You know what I mean? A good night, they kill you from behind the line. A bad night, they 10 for 40. You're not going to win a game like that if all you can do is shoot.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like when you go up against a nigga like clean, it's like, think about Swae. Swae had the bullying. He had the performance. He pushed the nigga on stage. So now the fact that you only got bars don't matter, because guess what? Swae got bars too. Clean got bars too. So, you know what I mean? It's just 2D versus 3D, 3D versus 4D, 4D
right.
versus high def. It's just, you know, it's just the next stage. It's like a nigga got... He got what you got here, so. And I feel like clean bars might not be on levels. He might not be as intricate, but he got enough to spit a bar and make a nigga go crazy. And then he got the performance and all the extra shit that QP don't. And
that's what I
mean.
Too.
He wanted with that.
I had clean too. That's what I was thinking. But it's crazy. So that means that bars over names is not bars over names. I mean, bars over everything.
Yeah.
Yo, let me ask you a question about Adi Boom right quick, man.
Yeah.
What made you take Adi Boom? And are you ready for Adi Boom? And if you lose against Adi Boom, do you think that's a big setback for you?
Let me tell you two dumb things. I will not lose against Adi Boom. What the fuck was anybody in the world thinking? Number two, I didn't pick Adi Boom.
When it's presented to you, I should say. When it's presented to you, like, what made you say yes?
My thing is, I just like to stay sharp. A lot of niggas say JC battle because he want the quick check, and that's cool for you to feel like that. But I am a writer. If you listen to shit I say, they're not regular generic punchlines. I told Magic, I said I'm more attracted to the irony that a piece brings. Nobody caught it.
Yeah.
But that's
a
different line. That's not a regular such and such like such and such. I think on a different level, so I want to write on a different level. So it's not like, you know, I feel like I just want to always write. And I'm making music, okay, I've been writing music. And they throw Adi Boom at Adi Boom is not till July. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, and Adi Boom is funny to me. And I feel like he's like, if he was in the Fantastic Four, who would y'all give him?
Damn.
If he's in the Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Mr. Fantastic, what you mean?
He wouldn't be the Rock, huh? He would be the nigga that can, he would be, okay, if he was in Street Fighter, who would he be?
If he was a Street Fighter? Yeah, but you talking about weight-wise, you talking about.
I'm talking about every line he ever put together.
I can't co-sign every line.
Okay.
Not every line, JC.
Question.
He's like.
Okay, 80% of the shit. It's weird.
Okay. Like, I mean, I feel you. I just think he usually has one or two, like, major reaches. That you can clearly see sometimes he reaches. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
on the
one
air,
or two major and 10 or 11 minor. This is the thing. Like when Ty Law punch, if you say his line in a regular sentence, it would not be a reach at all. In all caps like the Black and White Pimpers. Air in all caps. Same line. Now, Adi Boom said, nah, I'm bullshit. I'm going to save it for the battle. But listen, he could touch the moon from the pavement.
He could touch the moon from
where
the pavement?
Where we stand, from where everybody's feet touch, he could touch the moon.
Like I said, man, I always see one or two major ones that is just like, wow.
But
like,
to be fair, I think all y'all kind of reach, though. All y'all kind of reach, though, Daisy.
Hit me with a reach.
Off the top of you said, I can't call it right off the top of my dome.
Nah, but not
but I
like,
think every battle rapper has reach,
You throw
a reach at me, and if it's a reach, I'll acknowledge it. But I really break my neck. I try as hard as I can to not reach.
A lot of Zay does it too, though, sometimes. So I'm thinking it's a camp thing, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Because they're in the same camp and everything.
Yeah, see, they both got their hands toward the same place. I feel like Adi Boom will touch the moon before Lil Zay, but hey. Hey, somebody told them niggas, reach for the stars. And them niggas said, hey. When it's
so
was
that
earning
the ash by was that earning the ash by Sue Surf? Was that a reach?
That man dunked on Space Jam from about 5 feet back from where Mike was.
Oh man.
And I fuck with Surf. But let me tell you what happened. He got the big hit off the first breakdown. When he first broke that shit down, they went crazy.
That was a reach.
And to
that
be honest, and to be honest, when I did that stutter shit against Steve Deasy, that's why I try not to do it again.
Why?
Because I can't think of any. I don't want to force none.
God, the first
you
time
saying?
You did that shit, that Dennis shit, I said, get the fuck out of here.
And see, that actually popped up on an accident. That's why I'm trying to let the next stutter shit pop up. Like, you know, it's easy to slow it down because words can be broken into so much. But to take a line three times, you know what I mean? To make, like, that's not easy to do. And that shit, man, let me stop.
Nah, you went off the
hook. I
fuck with Zeke. I think Zeke did good, too. But she was on some other shit that battle.
Yeah, it was just a different night, though. And I tell him that because he actually, every time he about to have an opponent, he posts my shit and be like, I learned from this. He'll post this shit like, I be like, that's some funny shit, though. Niggas don't realize, like, niggas look at they off night like it's a devil. Like, niggas never want to see that again.
I think Joe Budden's co-signed you, too, right, Joe? JC?
Yeah. He fucked with
I think he said you're your favorite battle rapper. I think he said you are.
He don't think I lost to nobody.
Yeah, he always stamped you. He stamped you heavy.
He said I was going to beat Charlie before I beat him.
Yeah, he did say it on Twitter, yep.
Yeah, even before that shit came out. And then Gracie called me and then apologized to me for saying I lost live. Yeah. And, you know, I said, hey, baby, you know, we here. You know, he went last. It was only a round. I understand. And, you know, she watched it at home a couple of times, and she was like, fuck. I'm like, I know, baby. I know.
Nah,
that battle was crazy. I got to give, we got to go two more.
That needs two more, man.
Got to go two more. You said what?
You see it coming down the line? You want him having a rematch?
Man, I hope a motherfucker's smart enough because you go look on Guerrilla Warfare, like that battle's huge as far as views. Like nothing's at 100. That battle's almost at 3. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And Guerrilla Warfare that's an independent league. You know what I mean? Like that's not Smack, that's not King of the it's an independent league. And you know what I mean? That battle it generated the buzz, but it's not as easy as clicking on the Smack battle. You know what I mean?
I should have more views though, because y'all name though, I think.
Man, but everybody, people subscribe to URL, and then when Smack drops something, they got like a million outlets. Like, it's so many motherfuckers that'll retweet a post from Smack Battles. I'd be like, God damn, like they like it's a million motherfuckers fuck with Smack. Like they earned it. I can't front. Like, I guess when they drop something, you gotta pause. Mm. What the fuck going on? Y'all gotta pause. You might not like the battle. You might love it. But you gotta watch that shit. And it's because what they've been doing. Like, they've been rocking. What's up?
Yeah, I got a quick question for you, man. Did your battle with Magic, did it play out the way you anticipated it to?
Mm. Nah, it didn't. And two reasons. Number one, like I said, I don't expect a lot of crowd reaction. You know what I mean? Because I give y'all some quick shit, and then I also, like I say, a lot of shit you won't get. So and I understand Magic style. I understand how it's gonna sound in the building, but the type of shit that they reacted to, it was irritating to hear. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like his first line was, "Hip hop is truly a lie. I'm battling a breakdancer." And they react. They went crazy, and I'm like, wow. And like I said, I battled 100 niggas, but a couple of those niggas were in my top five, and I was fans of them. You know what I mean? And I would go into these rounds, and like when Danny Myers, you watch Danny Myers, when niggas hit him with lines that's crazy, he react like he a fan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He act like he in the crowd, and that's dope to see. You know what I mean? And that's how I feel when I'm on stage with a nigga that I'm a fan of. And I felt like Magic wasn't throwing those at me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just felt like he wasn't. I didn't feel like he was throwing those at me. I also felt like I feel like when they walk in the building, and I see this from people saying, who y'all think going to win and all this other shit. I feel like when they walk in the building, they know who they feel like. They know who they want to win. You know what I mean? Like, it's like I get on stage, and it's not a problem with me. I like to take your fucking soul if you feel like I'm going to lose. That's cool with me. I'm cool with it. But to walk in and go, to everything a nigga say and disregard everything another nigga say just because you already walked in this way, that's crazy to me. So to go, I just didn't feel like it played out like it should have. I thought two niggas that, you know, I thought us going at it, the crowd would have sucked that up a lot more than to going into it with a fan favorite, and you know what I mean.
Just because you brought it up, like, how do you feel about that video shit? I know that dancing shit got to be annoying you. You wish that shit never went down. Now I know. It's so tired to hear that shit from these niggas. Keep bringing it up, like.
I literally get at a point where I would like to dislike. Don't have me judge a battle where you go at a nigga that has an ongoing. Like, it's one thing if I have 4, 5, 6 battles, cool. I got like 30, 40 battles.
Yeah.
And there's not one battle where it hasn't been brought up.
Yeah.
Not only should a nigga not bring it up, but it should not even get reaction. It's crazy to me. And listen, if you go still using and still get reaction, cool, more power to you. But goddamn, like, fans, what y'all listening for? Like, what do y'all want to hear now? If y'all, like, do y'all literally want to hear, like, where the creativity at? Niggas not even switching it up. Young Ill danced.
Yeah.
Nobody else did nothing else like that. That's the funniest shit ever. Young Ill, that was the funniest shit ever. But nobody else did nothing else.
Let me ask you another question. You sound like you're more of a battle rapper that doesn't care about winning live more than the camera. Am I right on that? The way you're coming off.
Because
you say you don't expect people to catch you in the room.
I love winning live. I love, you know what I mean. But there hasn't been one time where I walked off the stage, and niggas been like, man, what the fuck happened? You know what I mean? There's not been one time I walked off stage where niggas been like, this wasn't a good night for you. So, you know what I mean? I feel like people being undecided live. Like, I've heard I lost before the switch came out. So, you know, it just doesn't bother me no more. I still go for the kill live. You know, I still want niggas to be like, you know, if you catch all the complex shit I throw at you, the moment I throw it at you, hell yeah. Hell yeah. We killing them now. Ain't no way I'm losing. But I just don't expect you to think be on the same level. It took me 2 days, you know what I mean, 3 days to come up with, you know what I mean? I just don't expect you to be on that level in seconds. To come, you know what I mean, to know exactly what I'm talking about if it took me so much time to come up with it the right way. So I understand when a nigga say, I need to watch it again or some shit like that. But if a nigga come up to me like, you lost, you got your ass kicked, ooh, bro, what the fuck? What the fuck?
That's a reach.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a reach. That's a reach. I don't get me.
Can't say
you
got killed. I can't say I got killed.
I'm not bothered by hearing I lost. Don't just think I want to hear this shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't think I want to hear it. I'm just not bothered by it. My first battle was Mac Myron. I heard I lost that. I heard I lost my very first battle I ever did in my life.
Mm.
You know, it don't bother me to hear I lost.
Okay,
but,
look.
You
know. I can respect with you. I need to watch it, but I did actually have that's the one you had the green shirt on.
Yeah.
I think I had Edge Mac too. That's when you said the whole jump out of the plane with no scuba, no diving gear, some shit like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No landing gear. Yeah.
No landing gear. My bad. I ain't seen that shit in a little minute. I remember, but from back then I did have him Edge Mac. I won't even front. But that's what made me watch you though. It was something about that battle that carried on and shit.
And see, I hear that a lot. And that's from, you know, like I walked into that not knowing a fucking thing. I walked in like, yo, get your lines out. You know what I mean? Get your lines out. And my city never heard rap like that before. Like, they've heard, you know, they listened, but they never heard a nigga there saying shit like that. And you can listen and tell, like, niggas, like, in my third line, every line got, like, a 3-second delay reaction. Like, it was like, wait, oh, shit. Like, it was like, yeah, I'm putting them on in some new shit now. Like, they getting this shit now. So it was like, for me, I felt like I birthed something in that battle. I don't mind hearing I lost. I don't care to hear I won. And I feel like that battle, you know what I mean, for the city even, you know what I mean, like that battle started a lot. Like it was niggas you never even heard rapping at all popping up saying they, not only do they rap, but they battle rap. And they got 50 mixtapes. But now this is how they feel like they finna let everybody know that they rap. Cool. And I feel like I had a part of that.
But what about now, my nigga? We gonna start getting some names now or what?
You said we what?
You gonna start getting some like big names now? You had Danger Zone, you had Magic. You've had Eclipse before. I figured you was going to battle DNA by now.
I was actually told. I can't, you know, I'm not validating this at all. But I was actually told he pulled out. We was locked. This is the irony of life, right? Last year on my son's birthday, I was scheduled to battle K-Shine. This year on my son's birthday, I was scheduled to battle DNA. They both pulled out before, you know, that day. It was for South by Southwest. We were supposed to go out there. And I was told that they both pulled out before. And I had 3 rounds for both of them. Tough rounds for both of them.
I
think you would have. Go ahead, Dre.
I did a poll today, JC, on Twitter, right? I said, battle our community, where do y'all rank JC, right? And you have, of course, you got a legion of fans who say they fuck with you and everything. Now, what do you say to the fans that say that it's something that they want to see you do? Like, they want to get, they think you need more bodies under your belt, and you have debatables. What do you say to fans that say, you know, that you need a body under your belt and you know, clear wins against big names?
See, I think me killing big names still won't even do justice to them. You know what I mean? Like, I think these motherfuckers, like, the way they look at shit, that's just something they throwing at me to hold me back. I could go on a 6-battle tear and kill every big nigga in the game. Think about Old Red. He went on a tear, 4 battles straight, I think. Straight 3-0. Rex was, like, one of the last ones. 3-0 Rex clearly, even in, and damn near embarrassed him in the third round. But you, but they did, but what? So what? So fucking what? They don't care. They don't care. It's just something that it's like they'll hold it against you. Once you step across it, they go and find something else. They go and find something else. JC ain't that nigga till he battled. Like it was one nigga, like right, like Snow. Snow did the fucking he did the BET shit, and they said, well, no, it was Snow and Ill Will. They said, well, Snow and Ill Will killing the BET shit, but him, JC, and Ill Will, not the top in Michigan till they killed Calico. Wow. Where the fuck did that come from? It's just something different. Like, it's just a random motherfucker that's just trying to say something to push a nigga back. They don't give a fuck what you accomplished. They're going to say, they just going to throw something at you, something different at you. And I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. Like, there's no satisfying them niggas. You will break your back trying. There's no satisfying them niggas. And you never go to satisfy them niggas. I literally feel like classics get the most respect. Classics. I give classics the most respect.
Gotcha. Yo, you said dude about the battle. You said DNA and K-Shine both pulled out. What you think about them niggas?
I'd have destroyed both of them. I put it like this, though. I feel like they both put on good stage performances.
Okay.
And you know, you're not going to kill me. So I look like live. It'll look like a fight. You know, 2 weeks after, 2-3 weeks after the drop, it's a wrap. You know, the lines aren't good enough. But I feel like I feel like for that big boost of when literally the views really count, when the popularity, when it really count, where the buzz, and this is when I was, you know, growing, this is when I wanted it, I felt like it mattered. For that big buzz, for everybody to go, y'all need, like me and Chilla, like the buzz died from it, but when it dropped, it was, you need to see this. You need to see this, everybody. You need to see this. I still today feel like, you can just walk up to a random motherfucker and say, do you watch battle rap? No? Okay, well, look at this. And show us, me versus Chilla, and make them a battle rap fan off that battle. I literally feel like that battle had everything in it. So, I don't know. I don't know.
What about Goods?
Good.
Who could stop you, you think, would give you a big problem?
I thought Clips would give me a big problem. I still want 3 rounds.
Okay.
Clips is very, very, very tough. Very tough. I like the fact that Clips, no matter what, he just rocks the crowd. He just rocks the crowd no matter what. And I like that about him. And he even told me I threw the toughest round, like the toughest round he had to, like, he fought against, like, the toughest, right? Niggas be like, yo, who came at you the toughest, nigga? And he tell him, like, yo, JC was the toughest. And old Red even said the same shit. He was like, yo, that, like, the Camaro shit I hit him with, he never been hit with a flip that hard. You know, and I like that because these is niggas I respect. I think Clips would give me a very tough fight, and this is all out of respect. Hollow would give me a tough fight, and this is out of respect.
I hear Hollow.
I heard Hollow a lot of Hollow shit for Luck, and he heard my shit for Shine before we battled. He heard who the fuck? Who else did he hear? He heard my shit for Caustic before we battled. Like we talk all the time. I feel like he knows how to go in the ring, and you when you leave, no matter when he battles, when you leave, you'll remember he got on the stage. And them niggas I want classics with.
JC. Okay, go ahead.
What up, my nigga?
No, JC, have you ever gone back to the funeral to say rest in peace to Time Bomb?
Nah, actually.
You got to go visit him sometime. That's how he's doing.
I was asked about him. Dude has literally not shown his face since. That's crazy.
And, I mean, those were tough rounds, but I didn't think it was nothing you couldn't bounce back from. You got to think about this shit, the body bags niggas have received. I don't think it's nothing you can't bounce back from. Sure, you'll hear it in a few battles. With my bad luck, you'll hear it in every fucking battle. But you're still, I felt like you could bounce back from that. Maybe he felt like, okay, I'm about to give battle rap a try. JC versus Time Bomb. Fuck, battle rap ain't for me. I'm through with this shit. Like, maybe that was your first shot, and you was like, my first shot was horrible. I'm through. That's possible, too, but I just think it's something you could bounce back from. That's me.
What's up,
Timbo? What's up?
I said it's good, my nigga.
Oh, what's good, man?
Well, no, JC,
I got one question for JC. I saw him first time I saw JC was versus Caustic, and he seemed real. Yeah, I saw him live up in Oakland against Caustic. He seemed real comfortable with that King of the Dot crowd. I mean, do you structure what you write depending on the crowd, JC?
Absolutely. And it was funny. I was just talking about that battle earlier. I was nervous. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was one of the first times I was ever nervous because I wrote thinking of type of shit that they would like. In actuality, that's literally like I love King of the Dot crowd. They catch everything. They're not hard to satisfy. They don't just like if there's other crowds where silence equals boo. If they don't get it, they don't want to admit that they don't get it, so they'll boo you. They don't, you know, not even to take time to think about it. Well, Lux is known for that. He's known for making you think, so they'll give him that time. But nobody has the power to make anybody else think. So I'm not going to give y'all the benefit of the doubt of I didn't get that line. I'm just going to boo you. But I literally walked into that Caustic battle like I got these rounds. And I had no clue. So the first round, if you notice, it was real, like I started it with, I opened it with, you know what I mean? Like, as soon as I walked in, and then I hit them with the, you know, this 420. They told me I got all the weed you can blow.
And I don't even smoke.
But they loved it. I was like, yo, this is, is it dope? Like, you can, and I feel like a battle, you should be able to throw in a little shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? But that Caustic, it was different. I do write, you know, depending on the crowd. But that crowd was very, very, susceptible of everything.
Yeah.
Like, just whatever.
JC, we got a lot of callers on the line, man. We're going to take a few calls here while you're on with us.
All right, let's do it.
All right, man, let's do this. We got, let's see, who's on with right here? We got 843-441. You on the line, 843-441?
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to Ain't Fan Movement, man. JC, keep doing what you're doing. Hey, Letterman, man, go ahead and put that on. Who raised you niggas to rest, man? Chris already got the idea.
What happened?
Go ahead and put that on. Who raised you niggas to rest, man? Chris,
what about I don't
want to
take it? I took it, though. I took it and made it fly. How about that?
Yeah, you did that. You did that. Yeah,
that's what's up.
I can't deny it.
Exactly. I took it and made it sound. I made it sound like a man, all right?
Yo. All right, let's go to the next caller, man. Yo, come on. Let's go 860-724. 860-724, you on? Just listening? Yeah, that's how we do it over here. Yo, let's go.
Okay.
We had a caller that was on the line before.
Yeah, we'll show you.
And we're going to get her back on. Let's go 217-685. 217-685. What's going on?
Hey, JC.
Hey, how you doing? You all right?
All right. You're a great battler. I love you. I love you. I've seen you live, I think, 3 times. I didn't get
appreciate
to battle
it.
Young Ill, but I was outside the door when they shut it down. I was highly upset.
Man, the whole fucking world was outside. I got put into a lot of bad situations, man. I don't talk about it on camera often, but I got put into a lot of bad situations.
Yo, you know what? I got to scrap that Caustic shit because my first time seeing JC was against Young Ill. And I remember being backstage for that. And with everything going on, they were like, Smack came down and was like, yo, JC, you guys are going up first. And there was about 150 people in the crowd. 100 of them were Smack.
Man.
There was like 50.
Man, it was crazy. And then the rest was like battle rappers, bro. It was the worst.
That rest was battle rappers. Yep.
And I understand the energy wasn't there, but like niggas had some shit that night too. I get when you don't feel that the battle don't give you that feel. You know what I mean? But you gotta understand what happened that night. Like niggas was getting arrested. They said fucking Joe Budden was outside and they couldn't get in. Like NYPD wouldn't let nobody in. They said a female was trying to fight him. Like they said a battle rapper was trying to get like 15 niggas in. Like, where the fuck do you niggas live? Like, what are you niggas doing?
It was crazy outside.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You battled somebody in St. Louis. I can't remember what card it was. I think it was either the card where K-Shine battled Big Will or the card that Hitman and Verb battled on. And I can't remember who you battled that day, and I'd be trying to find that battle.
Hitman and Verb, and
or Hitman versus Good on that card. Did you battle on that card?
Nah, it was Hitman and Verb. It's JC versus GA.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah. I put the works on that boy. A lot of people don't understand why he got it so bad, because we originally had a bet. You know what I mean? We had a bet on that battle. And it was on top of the fee, and so he was, you know, we were supposed to have people judge it or whatever. And when we got there, he told me about, you know, the death in his family and all that. And it was like 2 days before we, you know, before we battled. I'm like, you know, I'm sitting here like, bro, all this shit I got for you, I can't bet you and take another $1,000 from you. Like, I'm going to feel horrible, like, so. I'm like, yeah, you know, the bet off. Let's just do the battle and all that. But and then even before the battle, he shot out a rest in peace to his pops and shit. So, you know, it was I couldn't do that shit. That was
just
horrible. But he
was out
of line,
and it was like, why is he, you knew he was gonna die when you did that?
Yeah, I wrote.
As I was watching it, it's like I felt like he was asking for sympathy from the crowd before he even started rapping.
A lot of people would feel.
It was bad.
A lot of people will feel like that, too. But I mean, people do that. A lot of people tell me, yo, I got a cold. My throat hurt. I need y'all to listen real close. That means don't boo me because I might fuck up.
Oh, man. Well, salute for calling in at 217. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in, 217.
All right.
Yo. JC, I got a question for you. What you when you battled Ill, that whole thing happened with Armageddon. What could have come out of that? Because if that had gone differently, would it kind of shape where you're at right now, like in a different place or anything like that? I mean, you're Ill.
No, I don't think so. Because first of all, there's nothing final about the battles. Like, they feel how they feel, you know. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it would have still been, like, it would have been a personal accomplishment for me, but I also think that the crowd, or not the crowd, but I still feel like certain fans would have still been like, yeah, he beat Ill, but Ill battle O-Red and be like, but bro, that was after such and such. But, you know, it's like they just find shit that, you know. So I don't think it would have changed anything about where I'm at now. I literally feel like they feel like top tier is the niggas that was here before us, period. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how good they are or how bad they are, Tech N9ne is still above whoever. You know what I mean? Like, It's just the niggas that was here before us. However you feel about them, they are who they are. They was before us, so they are top tier. We came in under them. They such and such came in under. That's just how they gonna place them. Top tier never had nothing to do with talent, stage press, nothing. They had never had nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. It's just the niggas we was watching first.
So, you know, whatever you want to get them, niggas, but top tier never had nothing to do with talent. Niggas all rap top tier every day.
Okay. All right, we got another call here. We got 608-658 on the line, 608-658.
My nigga Timbo, appreciate that. Good looking. Salute to Angry Fan Ooh. Movement. Salute. Cat was good, my G. I'm going to see you this weekend down in A.
That's what I'm talking about.
It was good, my nigga. It was popping, my nigga.
Oh, man. Making it work.
I know. That
thanks.
I got a question for you, fam.
Yeah.
Question is, how do you feel, you know, actually, I'm starting up a league, actually, my damn self, but, how do you feel, I'm getting like different responses, but how do you feel about judging as far as styles is concerned and putting up bread, you know what I mean? Like an actual artist putting up their own bread in a judge battle, you know what I mean? How do you feel about that platform?
I feel like judging is a very, very, very delicate system. And it will never get, nobody will ever recognize how tough it is, even the judges.
Right.
But that, like, you figure you got so much on the line, but the only motherfuckers that got it on the line are the battlers. So however you judge it affects them, wrong or right. I think that you got Vlad who put out their list of the top, you know, battles of all time. And JC and Chilla got number one. I don't argue with that. I never will. But it was a lot of battles on that list and a lot of battles that wasn't on that list that got highly, highly, like, they hated it. It was like, yo, who the fuck made this list? But now it's like, okay, well, Vlad didn't fuck with battle rap. Now he does. So He clearly wasn't he wasn't a fan from the beginning. He clearly didn't have his, you know, he clearly don't know his history. He clearly don't know that, you know, this league has better battles than this league or these classics. He just didn't know, you know. And it's, you know, it's just how it go. I feel like judging will never, ever, ever be recognized for how delicate it is. People throw that shit around. Like, you can stand there and just be like, I think he won. And then two more people say it, and he won. No matter how bad he was, no matter how good he was, he won. No matter what's on the line, no matter what, he won. Like, so I think all judges should be battlers, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that I think all judges should be battlers. Like, even if you don't have that, if you lack it, you still know what to look for. You know what I mean? You got a battler who could dance around and entertain somebody who don't give a fuck about battle rapping. They'll give the battle to that motherfucker. Where a battle is all about lyrical ability. Bro has zero lyrical ability, but he entertained him enough to win the battle and said nothing. Like, that's just how people look at it. I don't know. It's just too delicate to me.
What if there's, you know, I guess, let me see. I would say artists that are involved in the on the industry side of hip hop, or even folks, you know, like, say for instance, past judges that I've had. I'm not even sure if you're familiar with the SCA Awards, but it's going on its 11th year. You know what I'm saying? But one of the founders was one of the judges. You know what I'm saying? Just basically folks with credentials. You know what I'm saying? That actually know about hip hop and actually have a background somewhat in hip-hop, not necessarily saying that they're actual artists or battlers, but at the same time have a knowledge of, okay, well, what is the punchline? What is the scheme? You know what I'm saying? Just all that. Just setting a precedent, because now it's so out of control to where battlers nowadays, they don't want to accept losses because fans are so divided. You know what I'm saying? It can be their favorite battler, you know what I mean? And they'd be like, nah, they didn't take that L. What the fuck do you mean they didn't take that L? You know what I'm saying? When it's point blank obvious, you know what I mean, to everybody who has some sense, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
battlers,
I mean,
don't lose no more.
Right.
Nobody loses no more.
And that's crazy to me. You know what I mean? I just think there needs to be some sort of system in place. I know Speaking of Vlad, he just released a video yesterday with Audi Boom and Norris, you know what I'm saying, talking about
it. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, like, if the top folks start doing it, because I know KOTD, they do judging on certain battles already, you know what I'm saying, but if the URL goes to it, you know what I mean, I think it'll start catching on more, and hopefully us smaller leagues will be able to kind of, you know, get it bigger and get it popping.
That's what it is. Yo, caller. I hate to cut you off, man. I'm trying to talk to you right now.
Yo, salute, caller.
Salute. One question real quick. Who you got as a better battle, Big K versus Illmatic or Rum Nitty versus Danny Myers? Or
Rum
Nitty versus H.A. Double versus
Rum Nitty versus Danny Myers.
What? Over H.A. versus Anubis?
Absolutely. I think Anubis. Let me tell you something. Yes.
Anubis.
I was gonna go there, but I'm not. Yes, H A Double over Anubis. I mean, Anubis over H A W, and Rum Nitty versus Danny Myers over that battle. I honestly thought Anubis washed H A Double. That's just
what you did.
Yeah.
3-0.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I listen very, 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 very carefully. And just because you repeat in your words don't mean you saying different shit. It just don't. And sometimes when you break a word up, don't mean it's another word. It's just a lot of reaching going on. But a lot of people seeing wordplay as an avenue, punchlines as an avenue, schemes as an avenue, performance as an avenue. So they taking avenues. Without the talent, they just taking the avenue.
Damn, I know.
And I'm not saying, and I'm not saying H.A. Double suck, because I like him. He's nice, but I do feel like a lot of shit he was saying was getting hyped up.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, you like that? It didn't make any sense at all. So yeah, I feel like it's 3-0 of them.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. Yo, Drake.
I kill everybody, by the way.
Yo, JC, man, we had this thing on the show before Rapper signed off, man. They got to bless us with some bars. You got some bars for us?
Hey, y'all, put me on the spot, man. All right, let me think about it. I'm a real nigga, ho. I'm trying to put you niggas in the line. Y'all rewarding the flops more than officials with LeBron. I'ma get them, though. Every nigga with me gripping nines, getting line. Bitch niggas jumping every single time till it's over, but it's plenty to roll up. Henny and soda got me feeling like the enemy closer, gripping these toasters, man. 100 niggas with me, they all tipsy. Say you pussy niggas got a problem? Call plenty. I ain't never gotta call my niggas, cause they all with me. I ain't never gotta hit the trunk, cause the Hawk with me. Fuck giving niggas 9 shots, 5 sparks, 50. All these niggas seeing was his thoughts, cause it cost pennies. Man, I'm on 100 though. I can crush 100 more. Well, funny, all these niggas want to smoke until they up and smoke. Fuck it though. We don't have time for you niggas. I'm on the angry fin. So this is just half time for you niggas. I'm done. Do what I do.
Holy man, you just want to give a shout to the Angry Fan Movement, homie?
Angry Fan Radio, man. Angry fucking Fan Radio. We fuck with the movie.
That's what you get you back up in here. You already know, man.
You already know, man. Salute JC for coming on, man.
Oh yeah, anytime, man. I'm a kill a couple niggas in the future, man. Y'all just have me back.
Gotcha.
Oh, man. You know. All right, so
yeah,
look. Salute to JC, man.
Yo.
I have a thing with this judging thing, man. I'm going to kind of revisit this. I don't know how it will work.
What's it up?
I don't know how the judging thing will work with credible
it's
judges.
It's not because everybody's
you know?
Not going to have the same opinions as the judges.
Exactly.
Unless one side is.
Exactly.
As long as it's going to be a debatable battle, even if you judge it, I don't think it's going to... You're always going to have that... They both have fan bases, you feel me?
Exactly.
So that shit is... I don't know. That shit is crazy.
Yeah. I think it's in the best interest for the views for it not to be judged. you know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if it's not judging, that means nobody loses. So either way, you fucked.
You're right. Unless it's a clear loss, no one really loses, you know. Debatables are wins for both people. That's the thing.
But, yeah, but you know what? Battle rap was always like that. You never had clear winners if you think about it. Even going back in the day, it was, besides Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was debatable.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? When Mook Battle Party, it wasn't no no judges, no shit like that. Jay Mills and Mook wasn't no judges.
Yeah.
And then when you did have a judge, it was Raekwon judging Head Ice versus Cortez. And a lot of people disagree with that shit.
Yep. Damn, I miss those days, man. Mills and Moog and shit.
So you think it's really like we're not going to get them days back and all the stuff of the PD side? That shit is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, my nigga. I don't know if that's really cool now, right, though. There's a lot of nice niggas up here in different leagues and shit, man.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That HA Double and Anubis battle, man, that's up there with
what do you think about that? Do you think HA was reaching? I'm about to go back and watch that shit now.
I'm going to watch it. Not that I remember, though, man. I like that battle. It was real consistent, too.
Plus, it's a time it came out of nowhere.
Exactly.
I think that really was going right there with that part.
Yeah.
It came at the perfect timing, actually. It came right when everybody was getting booed and shit from the main stage and all that shit.
Exactly. Nah, that's the best part. When these classics and these battles that come out just, like, organically, you know, they aren't no blogs before them and shit like that, just like JC and Chilla, man. You know, we talked about it, JC and Chilla. I mean, that shit was just a crazy battle out of nowhere, man.
Hey, OB, who you good? And this King of the Dutch, who you got, JC? You got Daylight or you got Chilla Jones?
Oh, I got Daylight winning that 2-1.
You got Daylight 2-1? Yo,
I got Daylight
2-1. That shit, B. I don't know who I really got on that one, man. Because Daylight got two battles. He got a battle, I think, that battle's on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And then he got to battle Billy Dishes on Sunday, I just thought about.
Who's he battle on Sunday again?
At the Spit That Heat card, he got a battle.
Oh, that's
He's
right. That's
Billy
right.
Dishes.
That's right. Oh, that's on the what? Damn, how's he going to make that?
He's flying straight there. I'm taking it. I was thinking about that shit this morning and shit. That's kind of crazy, man. I think I'm rocking with Chill on this one, man. Just on the strength. He might get his shit fucked up.
You think so?
Back to back?
But
and then Chilla Jones ain't nothing to play with, so he got to be writing out of this world for Chilla Jones if he wants to win the battle.
Is there any chance he takes a light on Spit That Heat? Not saying that he will. But is there any chance that's the one he'll go light? I hope not either.
But to be real, Shui, if it was to be like that, but I doubt he'll do like that. He knows Tom is over there.
He
but he ain't going to fuck with either.
Yeah, that's true. Jerry, what do you think?
I got... Chilla winning that.
Chilla?
Yep.
Man. That'll be a good battle.
You are?
That'll be a good battle. Chilla versus...
Man, the Rum Nitty B Magic.
Telling you.
But Cali Smooth got him, though.
Cali Smooth got him.
Yeah, he got him. He was too much.
Mm-hmm.
I see some people saying Rum Nitty got him and shit, but I don't believe it. I think Cali Smooth was so much more.
Yo, what are we thinking about that? I know we talked about
tell everybody about the special show.
Oh, yeah. So we're having a special show coming up for these pay-per-views, man. You guys got to understand. We have these pay-per-views as a contest for you guys out there and all the fans. We told you guys we're going to have this. And we're going to have them as a questionnaire for King of the Dot questionnaire. We got these pay-per-views. You guys got to call in and get them all right. And we're going to have these pay-per-views to give out as prizes, man. I mean, these are $30 pay-per-views that we're getting. Salute to King of the Dot as well. And, I mean, we got them. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get these fans involved and shit like that. So, everybody call in. Make sure you guys study up on your King of the Dot battles, everything like that, events. Because, you know, like we said before, Cass is coming with these questions, too, so they're not going to be no easy ones. Cass knows the battle rap. So I'm just letting everybody know out there. These are not going to be walk in the park questions. So it's going to be 5 questions as well. So everybody just get ready, man. Yeah, it's going to be wild, man. It's going to be wild. So be ready for that. You know, we're going to bring you guys contests, all the stuff that we can, you know, get everybody involved as far as the fans, man. That's what we do here. And as far as the day that we're going to do this, it's going to be this weekend. You know, the battle, when you guys aren't going to get the pay-per-views until on Sunday. It's not going to be available, so we're going to be working it out. So we should be shooting for Sunday to do it, and then you guys can watch it that night. And we'll have a recap as well of the event as well. So look out on Twitter, too. We're going to be releasing a lot more info on it, but it'll be coming up. So everybody just kind of stay tuned, man.
All right, that's weird. I know a lot of niggas is asking this shit about it.
Yeah.
Questions ain't going to be crazy on this shit like that.
Nah, but, you know, can't be just walking the park. Salute to King of the Dot again, man. You know, giving these pay-per-views and shit like that. They fuck with us over here heavy, so, you know, that's how we do it. That's how we do it, man. So what else we got coming up, man? What we got coming on Monday?
Monday we got QB from Queen of the Ring on Monday. On Wednesday, we got Ty Law and Rain Man both coming on. Shout out to WBL, the World Battle League in Philly. They're going to be promoting their battle and shit. They're going to be talking that shit, too, to each other. Because Rain Man said he's ready for Ty Law. And Ty Law said he's going to bomb to death. They've been going back and forth. I've been watching them, actually.
Yeah, the same show on Wednesday? Come on. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and then QB on Monday, QB got her shit to talk, you know what I'm saying? Especially with this call with this upcoming card she got versus Farrah. So the lineup is crazy right now. Especially
yeah,
the nigga special show on Sunday. Lineup looking crazy right now. So.
Lineup's going crazy, man. I'm excited for this this event too coming up. You know, we got King of the Dots obviously tomorrow. Shouts out to everybody battling tomorrow. I'm gonna be in the building acting all Hollywood. You guys already know how to no, I'm playing not Hollywood at all, but I'm gonna be there, man. I'm gonna be giving everybody follow for live updates, by the way. At Top Battle Raps on Twitter, I'm gonna be updating everybody on it, man. But, I mean, you guys already know how we do, man. But, shit, what other battles we got coming up? Anything anything else dropping? Anything else dropping?
Well, Spit that Heat just dropped the battle. I was thinking about that John Turner Down versus T-Top. I was talking T-Top.
That's
good,
right.
He got some shit for John, you know?
Oh.
So for my friend, John got some shit for him, too. This is going to be a...
Is that the battle you're looking forward to the most on that card?
Yeah, I think so, B.
Yeah.
I want to see this shit right now. Then you got Daylight and Billy.
That's a nice card, though.
It's yeah, this thing is one of the best, if not the best Spit That Heat card, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So you got XL versus CT. XL's on the way down there already, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, B. The fans agree with the judges and the blemish of the loss is taking up the battlers. I don't know about this judges shit. Everybody's tweeting me now about judging this shit. I don't know, man. Like, unless you have a vote somehow or something like that in the crowd, someone's always going to not agree, you know what I'm saying? If it's debatable, people are still going to not agree.
I think it's just too late. Nobody feels like they lose, you know? It's hard to say that we can implement it now into battle rap.
You think
you know?
So?
I do, man. I really do. I think it's late to do it, you know? Especially with these vets and, I mean, look how it is now. We already catch ourselves saying vets and PGs. I mean, we already feel it's established already because of off of their career and off of their resume and everything like that, you know?
Yeah. I feel it.
So to kind of bring in. You guys already know what it is, man.
When we're talking about the artists betting their own money, I think it's kind of too late for that right there.
It's definitely too. I agree. I completely agree.
It's too late. They're already used to this battling and getting paid, B.
I'm not opposed for winners getting extra as an incentive. You know, artists getting paid what they get paid, but the winner, you know. But then again, how do you decide that there comes the the issue. How do you decide that winner? I don't know. But anyways, you guys already know we got updates coming both days this weekend. Myself, I'm going to be updating you guys on the Vendetta 2 for King of the Dot. You got Cass on Sunday for Spit That Heat event. You guys already know what's going on. Follow us on all the links, man. I am Timbo, fellas.
Yo, fuck me, man. Shout the whole on your family.
Fuck with me. It's your boy, the other man, a.k.a. DRE. You already, man.
Salute.
All right.